Morning Watch. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing, week 6. Shepherding according to God. Saturday. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 12:24 through 26. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked, that there would be no division in the body, but that the members would have the same care for one another. And whether one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is glorified, all the members rejoice with it. Ephesians 4:16, out from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love. Ephesians 2:21-22, in whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Ephesians 1:22-23, and he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Related reading. We must learn to minister life to others. In order to do this, we ourselves must have life. We must learn the lessons of life. Then we will know how to minister to others. In fact, if we have life, there is no need to purposely minister life to others. Life will already be ministered to them. When visiting others to take care of them, the proper principle is to minister life to them. We need to pray with others and help them to pray. We should simply help people to put their trust in the Lord and depend on Him for everything. To this end, we should bring with us a spirit and atmosphere of prayer to help others to come into a prayer life. We need to create an atmosphere so that whatever happens to people, they will pray, look to the Lord, and rely on Him for His presence and clear leading. If we ourselves are not persons with a prayer life, we will not be able to build up others as this kind of person. We ourselves need to take the lead. We should not expect that someone who is newly saved or recovered will immediately be in a proper condition. A weaker one may require our patience to contact him again and again. This kind of continual patient contact will shepherd people. This takes time. The church grows through shepherding. If we have gospel preaching without shepherding to take care of the new ones, many of the newly saved ones will fall away. This will spoil and damage our appetite for gospel preaching. Many will say, "We brought so many to the Lord, but most of them are not here anymore." We will be like a family that has lost its children. Therefore, we need the proper shepherding for the proper child raising. It is impossible for only the leading brothers in a church to take care of the shepherding. Everyone must pick up the burden to take care of others. This requires our patience. We must learn to trust and rely upon the ones who are under our care. This is to have a proper fellowship. In one sense, we are the parents nourishing our children. But in another sense, we are all brothers and sisters. Therefore, we should show others that not only do they rely on us, but we also rely on them. This mutual reliance creates much profit. It causes others to be open to us, trust us, and have confidence in us. All the members must be open to one another. Then the circulation will do its proper work. We have seen that some of the ones who are under our care do not open to us, regardless of how much time we spend with them. This means that they have no confidence in us. We need to behave in a way to build up a mutual confidence. This will cause them to open to us. This requires us to depend on them, rely on them, and show them that we need their help. We should never give anyone under our care the sense that we are forcing them to do anything. We must all learn the attributes of God. From the beginning, God never forced people. In shepherding, we should allow people to have a free choice. Whatever we fellowship with the dear ones must be according to our own experience. We need personal experiences of all the foregoing detailed items to be able to testify to the younger ones. The more we pick up the burden to shepherd others, the more things we will need to learn.